Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Manning going through the progressions. The touch, no doubt. Find the freshman. Let him work some magic. 17 yards. Redshirt freshman Arch Manning. True freshman Ryan Wingo.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time for the Tuesday tailgate. And as is always the case, we bring in Carter Freeman.
What's up? What's up?
For the Tuesday tailgate. Carter, you pretty much made it, buddy.
By this point next week, we'll have games to talk about.
I know!
And I think that's a wonderful thing.
How excited are you for even just any game? Because I know some people are like, obviously they're gearing up for Ohio State, Texas. I get all that. But how excited are you for just the existence and actual playing of college football?
I can't wait. I mean, we get Farmageddon in Ireland, which is a combination of words I feel like should never be said, but that's, we get, you know, Iowa State and Kansas State start the season off in Dublin, which
that's this Saturday, right?
That's this coming Saturday, yeah, for sure. So if next time I'm on, we'll have that game to talk about, as well as several other smaller games. I mean, you get UNLV hosting Idaho State, you get the annual Hawaii game in week zero, they host Stanford. But one, I know these aren't the big time matchups we're about to get this coming Saturday, but one, it's college football, so why wouldn't you want to watch? And two, a lot of these guys that you're going to see maybe at UNLV or Western Kentucky or any of the FCS teams that are playing, they'll be playing on bigger teams next year.
Right.
So this is last year. I talked about this on Bet Nation with Zach and Eric this weekend. This is where I found Devin Dampier, who is now Utah's starting quarterback. He was at New Mexico, and he lit up whatever team they played. I think they still lost, but I was like, this kid can play, and I'm really excited to watch him more than he goes to Utah. So this year, get to see him on a bigger stage. So just know, if you might see a player that you think is awesome, you'll see him playing in the SEC or the Big Ten probably next season.
Now, we don't necessarily need to get into the idea of what Corey was just talking about with the press access for Oklahoma, but the part that fascinated me was making the money, and then you see like Middle Tennessee is going to wear just one helmet to go with their two different jerseys this year because they said it'll save them $670,000, which then they will, of course, put into football program and NIL. Or do you think because of the, I guess, restrictions, if you want to say, or rules that have been put in place, you're going to see more teams try more create, or more schools try more creative things to create NIL money?
Yeah, revenue is king. And that Middle Tennessee thing is very interesting because in my mind, a lot of the Group of Five schools or smaller schools, that would be a way they would attract recruits was by having different uniforms. And
yeah.
like they don't have kind of the history like an Ohio State or a Michigan might have with how they look. So like, hey, this is something you get to wear, right? That was really appealing 15 yeah. years ago. Now that's going away. But yeah, it's whatever way you can come up with experiences, just whatever people can and will pay for. Because I was telling y'all during the break, I'm an OU grad.
Right.
I would never pay to go sit in a press conference. Like that is not for me. That is 100% something someone's going to buy.
And
they wouldn't offer
agreed.
It unless yeah,
sure.
someone was going to buy
yes,
it. So I'm as the season goes along, I'm very curious to see, you know, what, like you guys are talking about with the walk-offs, like what all you get to experience along with that.
Now, we've got options with Tennessee, Syracuse, Ohio State. Any particular starting quarterback you want to zero in, either because you want to talk about the player or you were surprised at the direction they went. I know Ohio State's gotten a lot of attention just because they have the marquee game right out the blocks.
Well, there's really, this is something I saw from On3 today, is most of the quarterback competitions haven't really been surprising. Like
okay.
there's usually not a underdog that ends up winning this. So like, Ohio State, Julian Sayin played a little bit last year, but he was pretty much the favorite the whole time, and he's going to end up being the starter there. Tennessee basically had to pivot to Joey Aguilar, in my mind, because of the Nico Iamaleava situation.
Yes.
So in a lot of these quarterback battles that are pretty much ending since we're starting soon, like I saw today, Notre Dame named CJ Carr, their starting quarterback, who is the grandson of Lloyd Carr, the old
Michigan coach.
Head coach. So if you want to feel old, there you go. But yeah, it's mostly, I feel like the people who you expected to win the jobs are winning the jobs.
Now, speaking of Michigan, and I might just be, I don't know, I might just be too pessimistic about this whole deal. To me, if I'm a major university when it comes to football, I would gladly pay $20 million to win a national title.
Oh, yeah.
So when Michigan
absolutely.
When Michigan gets hit with a $20 million fine,
which is the biggest fine
yes.
that like ever given out, except outside of the Penn State.
Yeah.
You know, situation from 15 years ago for on-field cheating that was caught. This is the biggest fine ever levied by the NCAA.
Is it wild to you at all that there was nothing else, but like with Jim Harbaugh, I'm surprised they didn't just say, hey, you got a 10-year suspension. You're already in the midst of facing a different suspension. So the show cause actually goes through 2038. I'm surprised they didn't even go with something harsher than that. It feels to me like Michigan got off light and they're like $20 million for national title, deal. Lord knows, A&M, we've spent way more for way less.
Yeah, 100%. That any school would pay for that. And schools have paid for that in the past. I mean, SMU with the Pony Express. There's so many things in the history of college football. You will cheat until you get caught.
Yes.
And there used to be the NCAA obviously used to have a lot more power. And they, you know, canceled SMU's program for several years and set it back by 30 years. It's taken them that long from that to get back. But now NIL, everything the schools have at their own power, because it's so much more about, you know, the schools and the money and what they can do themselves, they don't fear the NCAA. And there's no yeah. reason to, because this is about as much as they can do, and they didn't take Michigan's title away. So everyone knows Michigan cheated. Michigan more or less admitted it themselves. In the court of public opinion, Michigan lost, but they still get to hang the 2023 CFP champion flag or banner or whatever you may have you at Michigan Stadium for the rest of time. So if I'm Louisville from 2013 when they got their basketball title stripped away, I'm like,
right,
give that back.
Right.
Michigan did stuff that was worse than what we did and they got to keep it. Like there, and we saw this today, not quite the same thing. Did you guys see Auburn claimed 7 previous national titles?
Oh, hey, we've done that.
So they are claiming all these titles.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That were given by NCAA or, selectors, right? So it used to be like, or the coaches poll would give out, hey, like, this is our national champion for this year. Usually it'd be, you know, pretty even across the board. But if a NCAA recognized selector said, hey, we recognize them as national champions, Auburn's just claiming it. So they've gone from 2-9, and they're going to put up signs in their stadium about this.
Oh, so. Pressure's on, Alabama. So I want to kind of switch gears just a little bit, but you did mention Auburn. They're going to retire Cam Newton's jersey. That yes. makes all the sense in the world. Is the least surprising thing you've heard of the college football offseason that Bill Belichick will not be doing the weekly radio program? Because they were like, he's opting out of this tradition. I was like, come on. Once you made that deal, you had to know. There's no way he was doing that, right?
And once all of the off-season stuff with his girlfriend happened, yeah, he's going to stay as far away from that as possible. I believe he did a weekly in New England with whatever the Patriot station was up there. But is I think so, our sister station. But this is obviously a lot different.
Yeah. Now, Corey, I want your guess. And then I want Carter's guess.
Yes or not yes?
Oregon State.
Ooh, who is the worst team in college football? In top level college football, excuse me.
If you say UNT, I might punch you.
In the football bowl, use subdivision, even though it's not really that.
It's not UNT. Who is starting a guy who's made one career start? He hadn't started since ninth grade up until their bowl game last year. And now he's the starter. So good for him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
North Texas, by the way, 95.
Idaho.
Okay.
They're not FBS anymore. They dropped down a level.
Sorry, buddy.
Like 10 years ago. Get with the times.
And if you say the Aggies, I would say good guess of Utah State. They're 120 out of 136.
South Carolina State.
They're also FCS. I believe the correct answer is Kent State.
Why do you say that? What? Akron 132 out of 136.
Foghorn State.
So that, what did you say? Foghorn State?
Alcorn.
Oh, okay.
Also FCS.
Dang it.
Kent State has been bad for like 15 years now. And the thing about them too, they always schedule this like Death Star trench run of top, SEC yes. and Big Ten teams. Like last year they played Washington, OU, and Georgia like 3 weeks in a row or something like that. Or maybe that was a couple years ago, but I Kent State is usually, they've had a tough go with this, so I would guess them.
Corey, this feels like insult added to injury. Not only did The Athletic put Kent State last at 136, here's the blurb. The only winless team of 2024 now has an interim head coach and little reason for optimism.
Oh! I just found this, Kevin. This is the bottom five.
Okay.
If this is from CBS Sports.
Why are you saying things like that?
Kent State.
There you go.
UMass, or otherwise known as UMass. Akron is 134. Ball State and Kennesaw State.
Yeah.
So there we go. That's the bottom five.
Four of those five are in the MAC. But watch MACtion come November. Those Wednesday games in snow just hit different.
Get that? That's MAC and MACtion.
When it's
the MACtion Network.
0-9 Akron versus 0-10 Kent State, you're going to want to be there.
Yeah. You throw out the records in that one.
No, you don't. That's what Carter just said.
Yeah.
You want to throw out the records.
Tuesday, November 11th, Kent State plays at Akron at 6:30 p.m.
I know long term it's going to be a bigger issue for Texas Tech, perhaps, but short term, bigger issue for Alabama with their running back expected to miss the opener against Florida State or Texas Tech. The USC transfer, I believe, Quentin Joyner, tore his ACL in a scrimmage and will miss the season.
I will say in the short term, it's definitely Alabama because Jam Miller, the player who's going to miss their opening game against Florida State, was one of their better offensive, one of their better running backs last year. So you'd already seen him at Alabama. Quentin Joyner at Texas Tech, going to miss the season. That's very unfortunate. I guess just because he's a transfer, you expect him to come in and make a difference, but he could come in and stink. So, like,
okay.
I'm going to say just right now, it's definitely Alabama, but they're still going to beat Florida State by, I think they're 13.5 point favorites right now. I would expect Alabama to cover that, even on the road.
Is there a particular trip you've made for college football that you would recommend to people? Like, over the years, you've made trips to presidential museums, by the way, if you want to know something about Carter. And college football trips. Is there anything you would recommend for the college football?
Well, obviously Oklahoma, because that's where I went to school. But if I'm not being a homer, it is BYU. That was
really
a stadium I'd always wanted to go to because I living here in Texas, like I love our view of downtown Dallas, but we don't have mountains. So I think mountains are the most incredible thing in the world. So when we went to Salt Lake City and we drove...
I exist and you think mountains are the most incredible thing in the world.
Ouch. You are not as incredible as a mountain.
This is like CD and George Pickens. This is 1A, 1B, right?
Okay, I appreciate
that. But when you go like south of the airport in Salt Lake City and you see like the snow-capped mountains, I told my friend, I'm like, you might have to take the wheel because I can't stop staring at these. So BYU Stadium, there are mountains in the background. And it is just such a unique view. Have a football game like with, you know, just mountains in the distance and rain and clouds cascading off of them. It was an incredible thing to go see. And I think, you know, Utah Stadium in Salt Lake City is the same way. So either of those, but I've been to BYU's. I thought it was awesome.
I used to think Cascade was only a dishwashing detergent. And then I found out it was a real word. But also one of the coolest campuses I've ever seen, Kevin, is definitely Pepperdine. The one when we are in Oxnard and that thing sits over Malibu and you're just like, oh my gosh. Because there's mountains, connected. Mountains are cool.
You'll concede you're not as good as a mountain, right?
I don't know if I want to.
1A, 1B. But is Corey A or B?
Exactly.
Maybe he's C. See, his first name is
C. I kind of like the mystery in that.
Well, you know what? I was about to say thanks for joining us, Carter.
You got it, man.
I was about to say.
But you just said it. You just said it. You can't. No take backsies.
I rescind.
Carter, anything? Oh, that's right. You don't come on the radio.
Oh, my gosh.
Any day I can prove Gavin Dawson wrong.
Holy crap.
You're welcome.
I told you I always thought there was a beef between them.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.